Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from early this afternoon, the third time's the charm. Ariana DeBose will host this year's 77th annual Tony Awards. It will be her third year in a row doing the thing. DeBose, who made her Broadway debut in 2012, burst into the mainstream these last few years. This year alone, she has already starred in the spy movie Argylle, will appear in Marvel's Kraven the Hunter this August, and she was just cast alongside fellow Oscar winner Ke Huy Quan in With Love, a new thriller coming to theaters next year. For last year's unscripted Tony ceremony, DeBose was nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Variety Special. This year, she will also produce and choreograph the opening number. The 77th Annual Tony Awards take place on June 16th from the David Koch Theater at Lincoln Center. Tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern on your local CBS station. The new musical Hell's Kitchen, which begins Broadway previews tomorrow, will offer $39 tickets through its digital lottery and in-person rush. All entries for the lottery are free and open to the public. It will be held through telecharge the day before a performance. Entries are accepted from midnight to 3 p.m. Winners are drawn at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and up to 2 tickets per person can be purchased. Rush tickets will be available the day of a performance at the Schubert Theater box office on 44th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue. Tickets are first come, first serve, and depending on availability, will be offered upon box office opening, 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 noon on Sundays. Hell's Kitchen officially opens on April 20th. And finally today, two Broadway babies are on the way. Lindsay Mendez and Lea Michele both announced their pregnancies via Instagram today. Mendez, who currently stars in Merrily We Roll Along, is due in the fall, but said that she will carry through for the rest of the show's limited run. Michele, who recently closed the Funny Girl revival last fall, says she is overjoyed. Both women will be having their second child, wishing both families a safe and happy transition. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.